Country music fans travel here from all over the world to enjoy a tour of Music City, USA. But it's safe to say those tourists never see the poor, mean streets you visit when you spend a day with Clemmy Greenlee.
Seaford's one of the treacherous streets it is to come down after 5. But, of course, they ain't no treacherous than I am, so that's why I come down it. But you guys can't.
It would be hard to find a better guide to the wrong side of Nashville. For many years, Greenlee worked these streets as a prostitute, turning tricks for food and drug money. She says she turned to prostitution as a child. She had to provide for her younger siblings because their alcoholic parents could not.
5 of us eating out of the same plate. 5 of us sleeping in the same bed. 5 of us trying to take care of each other. Me being the other oldest girl, that means all of the responsibilities fell on me. So it wasn't nothing for me to be introduced to how I can make money using my sex.
Greenlee became pregnant at 12 and gave birth to her son at 13. Rodriguez followed his mother into a life of crime, a choice which led to his untimely death, murdered when he was just 29 by a rival gang member.
In the headline of the paper the next day, it had, "Mother's lifestyle led to the death of her son." And at first I thought that was so cruel, because it's like, how could y'all say that? But then I had to sit back and I had to realize that they told the truth.
As she entered her 40s, it dawned on Greenlee that she either had to get help or die.
I looked around to all my friends that was in the crack house with me. And I said, ain't nobody gonna never come in here and get us. We all gonna die in here. So somebody got to get out of this circle. Somebody got to be strong enough to say, I'm coming up out of the circle, and I'm coming back.
So at 43 years of age, Greenlee began the process of turning her life around. In 2001, she entered the Magdalen House, a 2-year faith-based recovery program for women with a history of prostitution and drug use. Today, Greenlee, along with her brother and sister-in-law, operates an advocacy program called Galaxy Star. It's designed to keep Nashville's children from making the same bad choices she did.
How old are you?
14.
You
sound
okay. I had a baby when I was 13.
13?
Uh-huh. Yes, I did. Got caught up, believing them boys love me, they gonna help me out and do all that old good stuff for me. Had let them talk me out of school, and they left me hanging high and dry and broke. But I'm not saying this was gonna happen to you. I don't even know your story yet.
Greenlee also advocates for the city's homeless, a cause which frequently puts her at odds with Nashville Mayor Carl Dean. But in spite of the friction, Dean has nothing but praise for Greenlee's work.
She's lived these experiences. She is in many ways, a non-threatening person who puts a very positive human face on what is a very challenging circumstance. And because of that, is a much more powerful advocate for what she believes in. She certainly has my ear and my respect, and I'm willing to work with her on any effort.
Greenlee eventually hopes to take her life story of hope and recovery to other American cities. But for now, she's happy to be spending time on the wrong side of Nashville, the side of Music City the tourists never see.
Won't be long. My mom always said that little saying, just don't give up the hope, hang on to the rope. How long, Mom?
I'm Mike Osborne in Nashville, Tennessee.
How long?